Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the Crop Medcat 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Lynnell Willingham on The Fan.
Let's do this thing together. Stretch Ron of Grant and Danny. Final few minutes here. Brought to you, as always, by the law firm Condori and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate, admin. Their attorneys are standing by and want to help you out. Schedule a consultation with their team. Visit kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. Get a discount. kmlawyers.com. Just have a few minutes here, but we wanted to get Ben Standing of The Athletic on our Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, to get the latest, some news from out in Ashburn from today. Ben, thanks for the time. How are you?
Grant, I'm doing fine. It was a hot one out there today, but, survived, fortunately.
There you go. Survive in advance. So what's your takeaway? I mean, you covered the day's worth of activity, everyone who talked. What's the first thing you wanted to write about today?
Well, I think it's in part because I've been talking about this situation for several weeks now. Like, we've all been lamenting to a degree about the defensive line, and there's questions about the defense overall, and they didn't add necessarily a front seven impact player. But I've maintained that, like, there is one on the roster. He just hasn't played like it the last couple of years, and if he can return to his previous Pro Bowl form, then the whole group on the line may improve, and that is Deron Payne. And I asked Joe Witt today, that's sort of an open question. Obviously, when these guys come back from their off seasons, just like us, you're looking to see, how they look, in shape. They're all in shape, but who looks like they put in the work, who's got the eye of the tiger, as it were. And, he can go in any direction. And he says, yeah, to me, that guy is Deron Payne. He points out that, like, Deron Payne is going at it so hard in practice. He's having to tell him multiple times to calm down. We know what happened in 2022. He had a monster year. It was a contract year. He got paid. And I'm not saying he's, completely fallen off a cliff the last 2 years. He's been fine, but he hasn't been nearly the impact player that we saw. He has 8 sacks the last 2 years. And whatever, you have 11 and a half back in 2022, same amount of tackles for loss the last 2 years as he had in that 1 year. And look, if he's able, he's the last one of those, 4 consecutive first round pick defensive linemen. And if he's able to look some into that guy that year, I'm not saying they're going to be a top 10 defense, but it makes the world a lot better, a lot easier for the Dorrance Armstrong, Frankie Louvus, Johnny Newtons, et cetera. And, that's the guy. So while they didn't go out and get a Pro Bowl level defensive lineman, they have one. He just hasn't played like it. And hopefully, if, what Dan Quinn and Joe Witt are seeing, this intensity, this work, this all that is, what they get during the season.
Benjamin, to piggyback off of that, Joe Witt seemed confident, and I would understand that at this point. He's all first team all press conference, but that they have an idea for pass rush. And he said last year at this point, I think the quote was, nobody in this room thought Dante Fowler would have 10 and a half sacks, hinting that someone on this roster that you're not expecting is going to jump up and play really well and maybe kind of fill that void. Who is that, and how are they going to do that?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think it's hard to look at the edge position group and think to yourself that there's a sleeper, but he's right. I mean, when they brought in Dante Fowler, I was like, okay, cool. You know, somebody who knows what Dan Quinn and Joe Witt wanted to do on defense. You know, he's been an effective vet, but nobody saw the 10 sacks. Now, granted, his run defense was problematic, and that's why he basically was benched in the NFC Championship game. Okay, but that's it. I guess the guy for me, Dorrance Armstrong, he had some pretty good sack years in Dallas, playing a little like lesser role than he did here, where he was tasked with being, a frontline starter. A lot of focus on him. Again, to go back to the point of if Payne has a bigger year, if Javon Kinlaw and Dietrich Wise are able to give them what they want in terms of being a long, strong presence up front, maybe Dorrance Armstrong gets a little less attention and gets a little more productive. He was pretty good in one of the playoff games. I want to say it was Detroit, but I'm blanking here on that. So maybe it's him. Other than that, I just don't know if I see. I mean, obviously they have high hopes for Kinlaw. I need to see it before I'm ready to, kind of go there. Dietrich Wise has had some good sack years. I think he's had, years of like 8 sacks, but, I don't know that you're looking at him as a surprise. So I guess Dorrance Armstrong to me is a guy that there's more than we saw last year, but there were moments during the year in the postseason where you're like, oh, okay, he can get to another level. Let's see if it happens a little more consistently.
Just a couple of moments left with Ben Standing. We'll get you the Nats leadoff before we say goodbye and get ready for pregame. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler at 6:15 tonight here on The Fan. Ben, how about the wide receiver position? I saw Luke McCaffrey talked and had the kind of obligatory comment about the game slowing down. And I'm not saying it isn't. I'm quite sure that it probably is. But with having drafted Jalen Lane and having a new young receiver to work into the flow, what should we expect from McCaffrey to a lesser extent, Ben Sinnott?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This year.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think McCaffrey has a shot to, to be in the rotation. Now, I would point out with him, he was a quarterback first few years in college, then he converted to receiver, and, that adjustment is not just, snap your fingers and you're a receiver. The fact that his dad was a longtime NFL receiver, that his brother is, of course, one of the best players in the league, we get the bloodlines, and, I think we saw some of the athletic upside when he started to return kicks later in the year. What role would he have? With Deebo Samuel and Noah Brown, along with McLaurin, the top three guys seem set. Jalen Lane has this specific speed that, you know, you would think, okay, how do they deploy that? But, you know, I think McCaffrey has got a legit shot to be effective. What does that look like, though? I don't know exactly. And I will also note, you know, unfortunately, Noah Brown gets hurt most years. Debo Samuel is not always making it through years playing, you know, tons of games. So, or, you know, not a full season. So just based on that alone, McCaffrey should have an opportunity. And, you know, when I watch some of Jalen Lane stuff, clearly he's going to be a factor as a punt returner. But when I look back at some of his Virginia Tech work, I guess they just had such lousy quarterback play that I didn't see too many balls to him down the field. There was a lot of stuff near the line, and that's a logical thing to do with a speed guy, but I need to see more of his sort of route running before I'm ready to kind of say he's like definitely the fourth guy just because he's fast.
Ben, thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate the brief hit, man. Thanks.
Yeah, guys. See you.
See you, dude.
Good intel, good info from out in Ashburn today. Ben Standig was on the scene throughout the day. The Nats are getting ready to play the Cubs. Game 2 of 3, Nationals Park tonight. First pitch is 35 minutes away at 6:45. Let's get you the leadoff, which we do each and every day on Grant and Danny, brought to you by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free and home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. For the Nationals, Mackenzie Gore is on the hill, the power lefty with 101 strikeouts, the big league leader as of the end of his last start. 3.16 ERA, looking for win number 3 on his year. This could be a signature outing, Danny.
Yeah.
Best lineup in the league. Great opportunity for him to show that he's a number one and an all-star in the National League.
Opposite Matthew Boyd, you mentioned Mackenzie Gore. Leading off playing shortstop, Abrams batting second. I met Rosario at third base, batting third in left field. By God, that's James Woods. Music batting fourth. He's playing first. Nathaniel Low. Batting fifth, your DH, Josh Bell. Batting sixth in right field, that's Alex Call. Batting seventh doing the catching, that's Riley Adams. Batting eighth at second base, Nassim Nunez. And batting ninth in center field, Robert Hassel III.
So trying to stack some right-handers against Boyd.
A couple,
yeah. Rosario the opportunity. It is hard in this lineup to do that. And they just don't have a whole lot of right-handed options at this point.
Yeah, so it's Call, Bell, switch hitter, Riley Adams doing the catching. And you mentioned Rosario up at the top. But yeah, it's a left-handed lineup.
That's three lineup changes, 30-year yep. lineup. I mean, mm-hmm. you normally don't play Rosario, right. bench guy. Normally don't play
Call.
Adams behind the plate, and then Call hasn't played in almost a week, you know, as they've really been rolling with the kids in the outfield, which I'm perfectly fine with. You know, rare opportunity on a day against the lefty sitting Lyle or Hassel. No problem with that. Hey, I'd be remiss if we didn't mention this. We're going to talk a lot more about this tomorrow and in the days ahead, but the Capitals, without announcing what it's going to be, mm-hmm. put out a statement today saying that TJ Oshie is going to make a special announcement this coming Monday, June 9th at 5:30 downtown. In fact, over in Georgetown, probably not far from his fountain.
I was going to say, probably fountain adjacent.
Where he was swimming around. So everyone, I think, has a pretty good idea, expectation that maybe this could be Oshie announcing his retirement. An Olympic American hero.
Yep.
Quite literally, with Team USA on the ice, but also a cup hero here in D.C. that helped guide the team to the Stanley Cup. One of the most likable, decent athletes in my time as a D.C. sports fan. A heart and soul guy for a team that won a championship, just a glue performer, relentless worker, beloved by everyone in the organization, and oh, by the way, uber talented. Hard to find guys that are more likable than TJ Oshie, so happy trails if this is, in fact, a retirement press conference.
Yeah, what do you need? A player that could score a goal? What about a player that can pass? What about a player that can hit? What about a player that can play some defense in the penalty kill? What about a player that will, you know, play a full 200-foot game? I got one for you, TJ Oshie. He'll do all that. What a player, man.
So as we get closer to Monday, we're going to talk a lot more about Osh on this show. He deserves it. Big thanks to Darris and Strober behind the scenes. Ryan working from his undisclosed lair somewhere. Mm. We appreciate Corporate Clary's efforts as well. For Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. We will be back at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.